The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up, singer, songwriter, speaker, and author Jamie Jamgoshian learned what it's like to live in uncertainty.
I finally realized something was just not right, and it became neurological late-stage Lyme disease. And I couldn't get my head off the pillow, I couldn't see straight, speak right, and had to leave everything. And that was the beginning of a long season of trusting the Lord. I never knew I'd sing again, speak again, write a book again.
Right. Everybody, welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and this is Randy Robison.
Yes, it is.
It's great to be with you.
It's good to see you.
Thanks. Today, I'm super excited because one of my friends
one
is
of your
here.
Friends. I know. I can't get my friends to come on, but you've got so many friends.
I get lots of my friends on, and I love it when we have days like this. Oh my goodness, you will love her as much as I love her. She's a singer, a songwriter, a worship leader, a speaker. I'm going to throw that in there. And now she's an author, and she's written her first book ever, and I love it. It is called Sacred Surrender, The Practice of Waiting Well with God. And it's a beautiful invitation to us to help us learn to say yes to God, to letting go and to trusting God in those waiting seasons in our lives. Jamie Jamgoshian. I call you Jamie Jam, but you are Jamie Jamgoshian, and I'm so thrilled to introduce you to our viewers and audience. It's great to have you here.
Tammy, Rainey, thank you guys for having me on the show today. I'm thrilled to be here.
And you're going
to
sing today for us too, right?
I am going to sing.
Because you're one of my favorites. Aww. You really are. I love your music so much, babe. And maybe there's people that don't know. Now, who's Jamie Jamgoshian? Mm-hmm. Take us back and give us a little backstory of your life and who you are.
Tammy, you're going to make me cry.
I'm already crying.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
Yeah.
This is my first ever book interview. So, you know, I've done music, I've done interviews, TV for years, but this is so special because it's the first time I've written a book.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you guys, I never thought this would happen. I was told learning disabilities. I was in the special resource rooms, the speech classes. Childhood schooling was not easy. So I'm still like, wow, God really does use the foolish things to confound the wise sometimes, doesn't he?
Yes.
And so the message in my heart was to share not just the high points of following Jesus, but what do we do when we have to surrender it all and nothing looks like we thought it would be? How do we still walk in a posture of worship? How do we worship him in the waiting? How do we truly get invited into these holy seasons with him, which I believe that's the surrendered life. It's a holy invitation into a sacred space with him. But how do we do it well? And I'm not saying I'm the expert here, but I think I've learned a few things these last 25 years walking with Jesus. Like you said, I was the first generation Christian in my family. I met Jesus at 21, singing in the bars, the cruise line, studying jazz piano. And it was through a classmate at Berkeley who told me how much Jesus loved me, gave me Christian music, gave me a Bible. I didn't know what to do with the Bible. I said, do I put it under my bed? She said, read it. So I started reading the Bible, and the words of Jesus became my lifeline. And I became alive. And I realized nothing this world has to offer compares to living a sacred, surrendered life unto Jesus. So I've been walking this for the last 20 plus years, and it's my hope to encourage people, whether they're on the mountaintop or really in a valley season right now. I walked through one of those, that you can cling to him no matter what.
What was that valley season for you?
Yeah, so I was, like you, traveling, singing, leading worship, albums out, signed to a record deal, loving it. I was working at a church and just didn't feel quite right. Thought I was burnt out, too much travel, too much, you know, airtime and the lovely airplanes. And I finally realized something was just not right. And it became neurological late stage Lyme disease, which is a terrible bacterial infection in your brain, really. And I couldn't get my head off the pillow. I couldn't see straight, speak right, and had to leave everything. I moved out of my beautiful condo in Nashville to move back in with my folks in Boston and have them care for me. And that was the beginning of a long season of trusting the Lord. I never knew I'd sing again, speak again, write a book again, right. Be healed. It's a tricky disease, but I want to give people hope. There's healing for Lyme disease.
Yes, there
I'm
is.
On the other side. There's
yes,
nothing too big for our God, whether yeah. we're healed this side of heaven
That's right.
or when we meet him face to face.
That's right. There's a lot of people that are told that you'll never heal from this. Mm-hmm. You'll never get better from this. Mm-hmm. And it could be a turning point. If you think this is all I'll ever have, it'll never get better. And weren't you told that initially, like, you're never going to heal from this?
And I think those words, there's a chapter in the book that literally is our words carry power. To hear that spoken over you, you'll always have this. You'll always have to have a port with a PICC line and antibiotics running through your body forever. I mean, what? And to know that, no, God had another plan. Mm. There are other alternative therapies and medicines out there. That's the route God led me on. Divinely to a clinic in New York that treats this very advanced. And there is hope. There's always a way
yes.
with God.
Yes.
So let me ask you this, because that's a whole different scenario. Yeah. You know, some diseases, they're brutal, right?
Absolutely.
I get it when you start talking about surrender, because I grew up in a Baptist church and, you know, we're singing, I surrender all, right. and you walk down the aisle and we go, well, that's a beautiful surrender. Mm. When you can't get your head off the pillow mm-hmm. and you have no choice and the doctor's telling you things that you never, ever want to hear,
yeah.
what kind of surrender happens then? Because it doesn't feel like surrender when you're so helpless, yes. you can't do anything.
Yes.
But there's something that has to happen yes. in that process. What did that look like?
A truly sacred surrender. And I'm so glad you brought that up. I can remember all I could do. Noise was too much for me. Lights would have taken me out, light sensitivity. Mm-hmm. I would remember verses, the verses that hit my heart, the scriptures that hit my heart as a 21-year-old. And I would just do my best. I trust in the Lord with all my mm-hmm. heart. God, you said you have a good plan for my life. This doesn't look or feel good right now, mm-mm. but that's your promise. I would recite, I would speak out loud so my brain and my spirit man would hear the truth of God's word. That was my holy surrender. Did it feel good? No. Did it look good? Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah.
I can remember just barely putting lip gloss on in those mornings. And I was like, I did something today. Mm. I can remember learning about blow dry bars because I couldn't lift my arms to blow dry my hair.
Wow.
In that place of surrender, though, the divine appointments with people that didn't know the Lord that I got to share, yeah, I'm in the valley, but I'm going to get on the other side because this is the verse God had me cling to. It was Romans 8:28, which says, all things, not some things, not big things, not little things, all things. So I had to surrender to God what I thought my life was supposed to look like.
Mm.
I thought I'd be married at that point with two little kids running around, a little girl with a pink bow in her hair, and Lord, maybe that's still your plan. So be it. But in that place, that wasn't the plan. Mm. So I had to surrender to a season of suffering. And I don't feel like we talk about this enough in the church. Jesus yeah. suffered yeah. greatly for us.
Mm.
I believe he entrusts his sons and his daughters to hard seasons because you know what? You get to know him in a whole new way. You get to hear from him in a new way. You get to see him in a new way. There's nothing that we experience here on earth that Jesus has not yet walked and overcome for us, mm-hmm. right? So to me, it's a holy invitation. If you're in a hard season, walk into that open-handed. God, I'm letting go of what I think this should look like, surrendering it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Invite my heart into this place that you need me to be. Because on the other side, I'll tell you, he will really use you if you truly surrender, not just, I surrender all, like we're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
But everything, God, if I never talk again, if I never walk again, if I never tour again, that is a different level of surrender.
That is, yeah. because those are all good things. I mean, you know, ministry, blessing other people, having a family. And you're saying surrender good things to get something better?
Yeah.
That's hard.
It is. But in his goodness and in his graciousness, this is what I love about the kingdom of God. You don't go backwards. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. And I know so many people who have walked such hard seasons and are now on the other side or coming through. their lives might not look like what they thought,
right.
but the glory
right.
that they contain, the glory that they walk in, the anointing, the presence of God, the joy. You don't know true joy until you've had true suffering. You don't know true peace until you have been riddled, you know, with anxiety or fear. I think that's the reward that we don't talk about a lot here, the Western side of Christianity. Mm-hmm. It's the joy we get, the peace we get, the love of Jesus in our heart. That's better than anything.
To get to a place of even laying down something you worked so hard for so long, and to say, and to honestly believe it, which I think is a hard place to do, to say, God, if I never sing again, if I never write again, if I never worship on a platform again, if I never write another book, some people out there today that might say, if I never, what is your never? Are we able to say, God, if I never, it is still well with my soul?
That's it. That's it. And is Jesus enough? If none of that stuff ever came to our lives, is Jesus enough? And I really mean that, because salvation is our greatest gift. It's not the things he does for us.
Yes.
It's who we are in him. If we're lucky, we get 90, 100 years this earth side. Yeah. My Grammy's 99. I hope I'm 99 one day. But honestly, this is just the beginning of eternity. So when the music fades, when everything is stripped away, when all you have is your verse on that bed that you're crying out to, I trust you, Lord, with all of my heart. My question is Christ enough? And I think that's where we need to land.
That's where you've landed.
And that's where I landed.
Yeah, you've landed every time. And right now, I would love people to hear your beautiful voice. Would you sing? You've got a song called Beautiful Story. I love it.
And that came out of that verse, Romans 8:28, you work all things together for good. It did not look like a beautiful story in the moment, but God writes a beautiful story.
He sure does.
You write a beautiful story. glory to glory. God, I believe even right now that you're writing beautiful stories. You're writing beautiful stories. From glory to glory, God, I believe.
Jamie, I love listening to you sing.
Thank you.
You write a beautiful story.
Come on.
You write a beautiful story.
I love listening to you sing.
There's so much hope. Mm-hmm. There's so much hope when I'm sitting there just even listening to you sing. I can't help but think that there are some people today that are probably listening to that thinking, I wish that I could sing that and believe it.
Yeah.
Believe, God, that you're writing me a beautiful story in the middle of the things that I'm carrying, the weight that I'm carrying in my life right now, yeah. The prayers that I'm praying. I want to feel hope. Mm-hmm. I want to feel seen. I want to feel known by the God of the universe. Mm-hmm. And I wonder for you and I and Randy, I don't know, this just came to me because I love when you speak, I love when you pray. And I want to ask you, even in this minute, would you come alongside us and pray for the one right now?
Yes.
Pray over them that they want a beautiful story. Mm-hmm. They're hanging on to that beautiful mm-hmm. story. Mm-hmm. They're living in the now and they want the abundance, but they're also looking ahead to that beautiful mm-hmm. story as they're waiting in the wilderness yeah. in the season that God is asking them to carry something.
Yep.
And they feel like it's how long, long it's been too long. Mm-hmm. And I just want to pray over their lives together yeah. in the waiting, in yes. the surrender,
yes.
that God will see and he promises to see them to the very end.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The middle is messy.
Yeah.
The in-between is hard.
Yeah.
But we've got to stand in faith to get to the other side. The enemy would love to take us out right there in the middle.
Okay.
And right. something I learned is you can either give up in the in-between seasons or you can forge forward. And I want to pray for those that feel stuck right now.
Yeah, just
somewhere in the in-between.
Pray with
Lord,
us, yeah.
we thank you that you are
Jesus.
In every season of the soul, mm-hmm. the beautiful ones, the messy ones, the broken ones. Lord, I pray strength mm-hmm. for my brothers, my sisters. Lord, I pray that the joy of simply knowing you, Jesus, would fortify them right now, mm-hmm. strengthen them, Lord. I pray, Father, there would be a verse, a scripture that you would give them right now in the valley, something that they can cling to. Lord, we do believe that you are working all things, not just some things, but all things together for their good. Even the things that look backward, Lord, that can be a holy setup forward. I just declare that over someone today. Mm-hmm. It looks backwards, but God is setting up a divine, holy setup forward in your life, mm-hmm. that this isn't the end.
Yeah.
But
right.
God brings us from glory to glory, that if you still have breath in your lungs,
yes.
he still has a plan for your life. So don't you give up. Don't throw Jesus. In the towel. I know that temptation to want to be done, to want to doubt and say, God, I don't get it. It's over. I'm finished. No. If it's not good yet, maybe God's just not done yet. So cling to hope, mm-hmm. cling to faith, mm-hmm. cling to Jesus like never before, mm-hmm. and allow him to walk you through the most beautiful season of surrender mm-hmm. unto the other side. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for that. And if you want someone to pray with you in person, pick up that phone, call that number right there. You know, the miracle is not in taking all the good things and working something good at. And, you know, it's the bad things, it's the broken things, it's the messy things where God does the miraculous to create something good. So thank you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
We so appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And Tammy, you know, there's another situation
yeah.
where there are some messy things, some broken things,
yes.
some difficult things,
mm-hmm.
and God wants to write a beautiful story mm-hmm. in their lives. Mm-hmm. And you can help write that story.
Yeah.
Take a minute and watch this, and you'll see how.
Amen. Here I am in Southeast Asia, where last night, for the first time in my life, I strolled through the streets of what we would call the red light district, and what I saw, I don't think I was prepared for. Girl after girl after girl, waiting to be sold for sex. But as I met many of them, God gave me an incredible opportunity to minister to them. Just a moment of just loving on them right where they were. I'm so sorry for everything you've had to go through in your young life. You didn't deserve it. It wasn't your fault. You are so beautiful, so valuable, so important, and so loved. I'm so glad that you have found a forever family who loves everything about you. Jesus will never let you go. He fights for you. You are his, and you've always been. And I am your sister in Christ. I'm your forever family. The feeling that I got in those moments, talking with those girls, that not one of them ever dreamed of being in a place like that. They feel no worth. They feel like somebody else's property. They have no dreams. They have no hope. And God sent us in there in that place to speak life to them. I kept thinking, what can I do to help set the captives free? But I've seen it. There is a way out. There is a way out. This is real life for them. That's what I just keep thinking. This isn't me sitting behind a camera trying to come up with a story that's half truth or a little bit truth. Like, this is 100% their story. This is life for them every day. That trip changed my life. I wasn't prepared for the things that I saw, the spaces that I was in, the moments that God gave me to just sit with them and hold them and pray with them and speak life into them. I feel like I want to be there again right now when I see a piece like that. I want to go back. I want to check on her, see if she's okay, and see if we were able to rescue somebody else today. I'm so thankful for this ministry. I'm thankful for James and Betty. All the years that I've watched this program and I've watched a rescue life program, and now I get to go. I get to be sent, and I get to go, and I get to experience it, and I get to come back, and I get to share their stories. That's what I'm doing today, sharing that story. And there's hundreds of thousands, millions more just like it. So what do we do? What do we do? We cannot just sit back and do nothing. We can't. Their very lives depend on it today. We have to reach them. We have to rescue them. We have to bring restoration to their lives. And Randy, we can do it. There are simple ways. We will give you right now. I'm going to ask you, Randy, give us some clear instructions on how they can get involved to make this happen.
Yeah, well, first of all, you need to know that we want your prayers, because this is a spiritual battle that we are engaged in. But if you look in Scripture, God always uses people to carry out His plan. And what is His plan? I believe, and we all believe here, that it is to give them that safe place, mm-hmm. to share with them the love of Christ. We want you to start that process for someone today. When you look at the overall budget of this outreach, $128 will begin that process of reaching and rescuing and restoring for one child. A gift of $1,280 will do that for 10 children. And we really want to complete what we started with that life center there in Southeast Asia, because that is where every single day life is given.
Yes.
So we need a little over $500,000 to complete that. We want to do that by the end of the year. This is the last week we'll be on the air talking about this. So please, if you are able, be a part of that.
Yeah.
It will continue to rescue and restore these beautiful girls and some boys for many years to come. So how are you a part? Do you ask Tammy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pray.
Yes.
But act and pray.
Yes, please.
Go online. Please. Go to the phone. Make the best gift you can. Please.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, our life rescue centers in Southeast Asia are at maximum capacity. More space is urgently needed, and we must complete and renovate a new rescue home immediately. Please consider a very special extra gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to complete and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you power, provision, and peace, bringing together the life-changing truths of Acts, Romans, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians in the Passion Translation. These books come alive with fresh revelation and timeless power. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the beautiful and soft Perfect Peace Blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hope you're going online and giving the best gift that you possibly could give. It will make such a difference, a massive impact today in the lives of these children to write another story for them. We can do it, and we can do it together. Jamie, I know you have a heart for that as well.
I
love that about your ministry. I love you, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for letting me be here today.
Thank you for your music, Sacred Surrender. You can find that wherever you get your Christian music today. Also, Sacred Surrender. You can get this book wherever you buy your favorite Christian books right now. Thank you for being here. We love you, and thank you for being here. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again on Life Today. Bye-bye.
How many times have we said it or heard people say, oh man, I could really use a drink, right?
Yeah.
Confessions of a Christian Alcoholic, tomorrow on Life Today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.